Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Recording in progress. Hey.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I know I gave y'all a list, and so but just pick what you want to pray.
We're getting a good start.
Did we have an access call today? I guess so. Was there an access call?
Elder.
I said, was there an access call?
No, I just clicked the link you gave us.
That's what I thought. Huh?
It just took straight in.
Oh, it may be an access code for her because she's not a thing. Okay, hold on.
If you, she clicks that lower link, it'll take her straight in. It'll bring her straight in.
Yeah, but I think it's because you are a panelist and she's not.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
I can see what it is on the monitor.
Thank you for being online. Somebody's online too. Praise the Lord for those. Anyway, let me go ahead and get started because I'm doing a couple things. Praise the Lord, everybody. We truly give honor and thanks to the Lord for being on the prayer on the night watch tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you that are joining us by Facebook, Instagram, those that are talking to on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much for being a participant on the on our, you know, I'm over here trying to get all these gadgets together. You know, it's the interesting. Every Friday night, it's interesting. Anyway, pray my strength in the Lord. We're going to keep on moving. And so, but we thank God for each and every one of you that are logging, calling, those that will listen to the prayer on later. And so we thank God for each and every one of you. And so we're still waiting. I know I have one more coming in. I talked to her earlier, so she's supposed to come and check out somebody else on here. Okay. Hold on. I'm getting excited, as usual. Raphael, there he is. Y'all forgive me. Y'all know how it goes. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Elder Tim, like she done made it on in. Hello. Hold on.
She's in. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That was on Rita's cell phone that she gave me this. I could.
Praise the Lord, Raphael. Oh, praise the Lord, Elder Timberlake. Oh, I'm so excited, Raphael. You know I'm excited. So glad you could join us tonight and thank all of those. I see the Dotsons on the line. I'm so excited about that. Y'all know I'm excited tonight. Ooh-wee, I'm excited. I got excited. And all of those that are joining in, I'm so thankful. And could y'all tell me who you are on Blog Talk? Hello?
This is Phyllis Dotson.
I know it's Dotson. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have somebody else on the line, too. The 817 number?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
oh,
I can hear you.
Oh, she can't hear us. Oh, praise the Lord. This is Carol and Diana. We just dialed the number, but we didn't know if you guys could hear us. Thank you for including us.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited. We're so excited to be on prayer call tonight. And just let me make sure I get this. I know I'm going. Y'all know how it go over here. Hold on. Make sure. Okay, we got to make sure this is going. This is what I got. Okay, we should be good on Facebook. So we're on Facebook and all these places. So I was giving my little song I was going to play so we can get started. You know, I done got me a little song. I know. One day this is going to go smooth. I need a tech person. You know how it is, but I'm doing my best, and I'm going to keep on doing that.
All right.
Y'all know I'll be on the show. The Lord is amazing. I'm so glad. You know, I'm so thankful just to be saved. I'm so thankful that the Lord is so good to me. And what is my song here today? Okay, I'm going to do something else. There you go. Oh, here it is. Okay. Y'all hear that?
I love you.
I told somebody, you know, whenever the Lord decides to carry me on home, I want y'all to make sure they play. Y'all sing it at the service. I love that song.
Thank you.
I love you. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Hallelujah. Sunday Song is what it's called. And this is on that particular project. So if you want to download it and go out there to iTunes and get it, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I adore you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory.
Hello?
Thank you, Jesus.
Communities and what's going on in the night and what's going on and
and things that are happening. And so I always want to pray about the crime in the city. I think that it's important that we pray about that at night. And so I'm praying about that because there's so many things going on, and we, you know, such a rise on domestic violence. So I want to pray about that and shedding of innocent blood. We want to rebuke drive-by shootings and this just unnecessary shooting, trafficking, and also criminal assault. So those are the four, and I think I put on here financial crimes, the four or five things I want to pray about concerning that particular, those particular things. And then also I want to pray about the restoration of family. So that's one. And restoration of families. And so who's going to take restoration of families? Did anybody decide to do that, or just want me to sign it? And so then we got the restoration of families. We got healing, and we're going to pray about that because that's important. We've got so much sickness in the land, and so we want to pray about healing. We want to pray about the unity of our nation and of the church. So somebody take that. And I think that was it. So I want to take those particular overall topics and pray for them in general. And then, of course, we want to talk about, but I think it was the community for our nation and our church. And then we're praying, of course, I want to also pray for peace and strength and brotherly love and things like that. We want to pray for that. But when we pray for health and healing, I also want to include mental healing, mental health. I want to pray emotional health, and I want to pray about physical health as well as spiritual health. Because there's so many people that are dealing with mental situations, and a lot of times they react in such ways that cause death and all those kind of things. So we want to make sure that we cover that in prayer as well. So I guess I can assign everybody something if you want me to do that, unless you already have picked something that you want to specifically pray for. Does anybody have anything specifically?
I can. Healing
and
health.
Okay, so Elder Pegues is going to take healing and health. Elder Timberlake, do you want to take the, our nation and our church and community? And Raphael, would you like to take the restoration of our family? Okay, and then Sister Dyson, you on the line? Elder Dyson, y'all on the line? I know y'all are.
I'm on the line.
Okay. Would you also pray for grief? Could you pray for that?
Pray for what?
Pray for peace. For peace in the family,
peace
in the nations and things like that. And if our others that are on the line, if y'all want to pray for brotherly love and the strength for people, I would be so thankful for that. I'll start out. And I'm going to start out, and we'll go from there. That way everybody can just, you know, pray. So it won't be, though we won't have to continue to pray, everybody pray in the same prayer. I'm going to pray. I'm going to start it out with, of course, with adoration, and then I'm going to pray for our sins, confession, and then I'm going to begin to pray about the city. But before I do that, I always like to start with a scripture, because I think what we have to do during this season is to be persistent in prayer. And one of the scriptures that came to my mind when I thought about being persistent in prayer, of course, is the parable of the unjust judge, because she was very persistent, and because of her persistence, she got her prayer answered. And so if we really want our prayers answered, we're going to have to continue to be persistent in prayer, be committed to prayer, and be consistent. And so I think if we do that, of course, our faith, which will bless our faith to come up so that we can begin to see answered prayers. The one thing that I thought about when I thought about answered prayer, I thought about the children of Israel, and I thought about when they had been going through, they had been in bondage for those 400 plus years, and then when they began to cry out unto the Lord, when they began to sigh, and then when they began to to mourn, then God groaned. Then God began to hear their cry. He began to hear their prayer. So there is a sound that reaches heaven that God will hear, and that God will begin to move it. He'll begin to move on your behalf and begin to bring forth answered prayer. Because when he heard that sigh, when he heard that cry, and when he heard them begin to groan, then it said God heard them by the reason of their bondage and the taskmasters, and then he began to put the plan in place for Moses, send Moses as the deliverer. And so I just thank God, you know, if we could create that sound, and I just looking at myself, I got one hand paused and one hand up. Anyway, we're moving on. But anyway, that's a little joke. But anyway, I think if we would begin to do that, then we would begin to hear God and see God move. And so I thought about the widow with the unjust judge, and it says this, and this is Luke 18, and it starts with, I always start out with a scripture, and then we go into prayer, and it says, and he spake a parable unto them, and to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. So we ought to always pray. This is something we ought to be doing all the time. And it says, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in the city. A widow in the city. I got distracted. Something came up. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And then here's a promise. This is a promise. He said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though bear long with them? And then here goes another promise in verse 8. And it says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. So God is saying, if the unjust judge was willing to avenge her of her adversary, how much more will our Heavenly Father do for us? And so I just want to encourage somebody with that today, to know that God has got you, and that he will avenge you of your adversary and the thing that troubles you. If you just continue to let God do it, he will do that. And also, I want to pray about, I told you I want to pray about, this is something that somebody's reminded me, to pray for the homeless in their time of need, and also these are prayer requests. And then I know we got a prayer request for healing from Sister Tiffany, had a prayer request for healing, and then we also have a prayer request about the student loan debt. I remember Bishop Jakes preached a message that said, airstrike. And when he was preaching that message, so I'm thinking about President Biden and how he is wanting to eliminate the student loan debt that has so many people burdened in debt. And so he wants to remove that, but they keep saying, oh, the Congress is going back and forth with it, and some of them want it, some of them don't. But I believe, God, that if we do like it was when they were at the Battle of Rephidim, and then they said Joshua was down on the ground fighting. Every time Moses let his hands down, the other people were winning. But when Moses' hands stayed up in that posture of praise, and then he had Aaron and Hur on each side holding them up, then they began to win the battle. I believe if we keep it going in the heavenlies and keep praying and asking God to do that thing, I believe that God will do it. We're going to do an airstrike. So we're going to hit him in the spirit and let him keep working on the natural, but we're going to keep working in the spirit. And I believe God. I don't know about nobody else, but I mean I got my mind about it.
God.
Going to relieve us of those debts for those that have been in bondage with that for so many years. And just like I believe, God, that we're going to see Christ. We're going to stop seeing these shootings in these cities. We're going to start seeing healing and restoration of families. We are sick of families being at odds with one another and dealing with unforgiveness, dealing with fighting about things. So many of them are fighting now because people have passed away. They fighting about money. They fighting about this. We're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord begin to do it. If we keep on praying, oh, I believe God's going to do it. We're going to see unity. See unity in the church. So I'm getting ready to start praying, and then we're going to move on from there. So, Father God, I glorify you. I magnify your holy name, worthy to be praised. I thank you, God, the omnipresent God, the omniscient God. I thank you for being the sovereign God. I thank you that you are our creator, oh God. You are the creator of the universe. So when they pray to the universe. I hope they know they're praying to you because you are the creator of the universe. I thank you, God, for being our Jehovah. I thank you for being the Lord, our provider. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you are Elohim, our creator. I thank you that you are Jehovah, my Lord, God. I thank you for being our El Shaddai, my supplier. I thank you for being Adonai, our master. Hallelujah. I thank you for being our Jehovah Rapha. I thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, our banner. I thank you, O God, for being our Jehovah Lone, the Lord. You are our Abba, Father. God, I thank you for that. I thank you for being our shepherd that we shall not want. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. The earth is fullness thereof in the world, and they dwell therein. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you own that cattle on the thousand hills,
Jesus,
that you are Almighty God. You are everything. You are omnipotent. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that all power belongs to you, Father. Oh, I glorify. Oh, Lord, I magnify your name right now. That if we call on you,
yeah.
So we call you today, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, our everything. Thank you for the love that you've shown toward us upon the cross. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We pray in the day that, Lord, hallelujah, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah. Father God, I know it's verse 21. You telling them, you said, told them, said, son, don't partner with them that are trying to do evil amongst the people, that are trying to cause crime. God, we come against, hallelujah, criminal assault tonight. Lord, nobody will be assaulted, Lord Jesus. Lord, at the hand of those that are trying to assault somebody, God, we're asking to confuse their mind, oh God, just like you did with all at the door trying to get in. And, Lord, you caused blindness to come up where they couldn't even find the door, God. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We rebuke human trafficking, God. Lord, where they are causing women and young men and young women to be in situations, Lord, and all those kind of things. They're pulling them in without their consent, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to cover them with your blood. Somebody came even this week. And, Lord Jesus, they were... The police were able to and arrest those people. God, we're asking, Lord, to protect people, Lord, that even right now, they might be trying to pull in. God, now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against domestic violence, and we come against the anger and the frustration, Lord, that fuels it. And, Lord, we ask you to keep somebody safe, let somebody and their children run to safety, oh, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, Jesus, to move in the name of Lord, you're able to do all things, Lord, and we
pray
that there will be no life lost. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we rebuke the shedding of innocent blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when the people are driving by and shooting up houses and things, we rebuke that, Lord, that we will be safe in the night. Lord, we pray your protection over us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you're able a camp of God about us. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Keep us safe from all hurt and danger, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, and we glorify your name. Lord, we rebuke these fraudulent, hallelujah, these financial crimes where people are calling and doing all kind of stuff, trying to take advantage of your people, God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to uncover it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we rebuke child abduction. We rebuke child molestation. We rebuke spousal abuse. We rebuke grandparent abuse. Yes. We rebuke disrespect, hallelujah. Bring respect back to the children, oh, God. Lord, that they will respect their elders, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, now, Jesus, to bless. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless, Lord Jesus, our army, our military, all over this world, oh, God. Those that serve in every branch. Lord, there's roars and rumors of war. So I know they're preparing for whatever is to come. But God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless them, oh God. Give them a spirit of discernment that they will be able to discern the enemy all around about them, oh God. They will not be ambushed, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that there be no senseless killing, not even from the police, oh God. But Lord, bless our local police officers all over this land and country. oh God, who put their life on the line. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to give them wisdom. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless them to learn how to de-escalate situations, oh God. And Lord, we ask you to protect every first responder, every fireman, every EMS, Lord Jesus, every paramedic, oh God, and every police officer that has to respond to all kinds of situations. Touch their mind, oh God. Lord, give them peace in their mind. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you, God. We rebuke you, God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. Lord, sins of old commission and those by omission. Every deed that was unpleasing to you, oh God, we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, but let us walk in obedience unto thee, oh God. Lord, that we will be found doing your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we're going to pray for the healing of our people and of things. Oh, Tiffany. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That
are connected to respiratory.
even right now, the respirator is being shut down and their breathing is beginning to come back, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I come against mental illness and mental health, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you bless these minds. Christ Jesus. I thank you for clarity of the mind, God. I thank you that our thoughts would be of you, Father God. I thank you that where your spirit is, there is liberty. I thank you that we will walk and talk and live in the fruit of the Spirit. I thank you for your righteousness, your peace, your joy, and your happiness. See and declare it into the atmosphere. We thank you that your angels encamp around them that fear you. We thank you right now, Father God, for putting up a blood block of COVID over all of us, those and throughout the land. I thank you right now that you're moving. I thank you that you, even when the death angel would try to touch the doors or come into the homes of those that are listening, I thank you that we lift up the standard of Jesus Christ and that he would have to back up. So back up in every way, in every situation. I just thank you right now. We repeat death, hell, and the grave off of us, God. I thank you right now that you're moving supernaturally on our behalf. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper and every tongue rise against us. We have the authority to condemn it, but this is our inheritance as your children. I thank you that your eyes have a seen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
According to your purpose, and many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is your purpose that shall prevail. I thank you, Father God, that we're blessing the city, blessing the field, blessing our going in and coming out. And I thank you that we live in an Ephesians 3:20 blessing. I thank you, Father God, for supernatural favor and increase in our health, in our wellness. I thank you right now, Father God, that you begin to give us wisdom on what to eat, Father God. Wisdom on how to care for ourselves, Father God. Wisdom on what to do in everything. Our health. And then I decree and declare even right now your healing wings that we would abide under them, that you would brood over us. Hide us underneath your wings, upside the many breasted ones. And then I thank you that you're going to and from throughout the earth, your eyes roaming to and fro, looking for somebody to show yourself strong, to move by your power and your spirit. Saturate us, Father God, with your presence. I thank you that you would move supernaturally. I thank you right now, Father God, even if we fast and believe that you would hear our prayer. And even Daniel fasted 21 days. You heard him when he first prayed, but that old archangel Michael had a war against the
earth.
So I just thank you right now that you're moving supernaturally. I thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And then, Lord, you said, and I thank you that you lift up the standard on our behalf. You said we only had to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you would say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. So, Lord, I thank you as we set our hope on you, set our heart on you, set our mind, body, soul, and spirit on you, Father God, that we would come into alignment with the blood of Jesus and what he did on the cross, line upon line, and precept upon precept. God, do what you can. I thank you right now that stirring up the gifts in us as we decree and declare your word of healing and health and wholeness over your people throughout the land. I thank you that you're moving throughout the land. I thank you, Father God, that you would do what you did for Hezekiah when he turned his face to the wall and came back and said that he's added 15 years to your life. And I thank you, God, seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. And these and all other things shall be added unto us. And we seek you first. We put you first.
Yes,
you
God.
Are the head of our life.
Glory.
We trust and believe So as we put our trust in you, Father, I thank you that you will guide our steps. For the steps of a righteous man are ordered to the word. And we are wounded men, and there are also men on the line. Wounded men, and there are also men on the line. But I thank you, Father God, that you will continue to order our steps. Lord, I thank you that you continue to trust and depend on you, knowing that there's no other God above you. Hallelujah, it is the highest praise. And we trust in you, and we say hallelujah, and we lean and depend on you. And God, we know, Father God, that you will continue to live and breathe through us. In you, we live, move, and breathe, and have our being. And so, God, we just trust you right now for what you're doing. We thank you in advance. We believe that you're well able to do it. And God, I just thank you right now that everything is in alignment. Everything is moving and syncopated in your timing. And Lord, help us not to get out of your timing, Lord.
Glory.
Help us to want what you want for our life, Father God. Help us to stay in your will, God. I thank you that you will continue to lead and order our steps. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Christ that guarantees us an answer. Do what you will, Father God. Do what you will in this hour, God, and help us to trust and know that your will is the best. best thing for our lives. And all we have to do is trust and believe in your word. And I know that you'll do it, God. And I know that you're well able. God, we just thank you for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
For your healing virtue. We thank you that it is already manifested. Thank you for decreeing, declaring in advance. Wait till the battle is over. We'll shout now and believe and decree it. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. We thank you right now, God. Look at your
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
God. We say yes to the way. Oh, God. Look on people that are on the line tonight.
Yes, God.
As we cry out, oh, God, in the different areas of prayer. Oh, God. Don't turn that deaf ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
says the angels of the Lord is kept around about them to keep them safe from hurt, harm, or danger, that they are earnestly seeking the faith and seeking you for guidance and direction and wisdom and leadership, oh God. God, we stand in need of your help, in the name of Jesus. We need your strength. Our leaders need your strength.
Yes, Lord.
Our pastors need your strength. We need your help. If it ever was a time we needed you, Lord, we share.
Yes, Lord.
We need you in the afternoon. We need you in the evening. We need you at night, every second.
Yes.
We don't want to be uncovered without you, God. We need you. We want you to go to guide us and lead us. In the name of Jesus. God, you are God, and we can't do anything without you, for it is in you that move and have power. To you, God, because we trust you when we can't trust you.
Yes,
God. We know that he who has begun a good work has yet completed until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
The day of Jesus Christ.
Oh, for the love of
God. God, pray right now that there would be peace in our homes. Those that are in leadership, that there would be peace in their homes.
Yes.
Wants to bring into
right now,
we send it back to the pit. So for what's best
peace in their mind, oh God.
Yes, God. Clarity of thought, God. For Jesus. And they can clearly, with the spirit. Clean to their own understanding. But in all
Jesus. Jesus.
God, we pray for all of those, God, that in the pit. God, we ask that you would trouble them, God. God, we pray now that you protect their families and their leaders. And we ask that the angel of the Lord go with them to keep them safe, to shield them, to protect them.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
But if you don't help us with us, we just look to you, God. We need you, God, for every police officer, for every first of all, for responding. For every health worker, God, somebody that's doing something Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Chief.
I ask you right now that you need the secret. All of these things that they're not saying.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is not the time to give up, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see what the healing is going to be. Oh, God, the greatest healing is in us than he that is in the world, and we shall overcome the world, God. For we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Oh, God, keep us. God, hold us up, God. Oh, God.
She, she.
Those that are going.
Yes. Oh, yes, she.
Those are fitted by it, God. Help with the
testing. Your will, Lord.
It's too hard for us, God.
She. Your will, Lord. She.
Lift up, oh, Jesus. Keep them lifted up, oh, God. Keep them lifted up. In the name of Jesus, when the spirit within becomes like a plan of the spirit of the Lord, when it's the blood, so, oh God, I pray now, open up for the people, unity among us, oh God, that there would be love among us, oh God, that there would be spirit among us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, make us one, God. Hallelujah. Lord, one, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to get on one accord, God. Help us to have only one agenda. That is to please you, God. That is to serve you, God. And live in accordance to your purpose for our lives, oh God. Help us to align ourselves with your word, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, the enemy would come to divide, to separate us, oh God, and cause confusion. But God, he is defeated, and we come against him right now, and we plead the blood, God. Mm-hmm. That there should be unity, God, among different churches, different denominations, God, because there's only one God, one Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, faith.
We are your children.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Let your spirit begin to manifest, so we can love. So we can draw the love, God.
Yeah.
See the love, God. They can see the love that's shown among us, oh God. That they can see the unity that's among us, oh God. So we can win the love. Add to in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, strengthen our cords today, oh God. Oh, God, strengthen us. Today, oh God. Oh,
yes,
God. Lord. Oh,
Hallelujah.
God, Father God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we need you.
Thank you,
Lord. We need you like never before.
Thank you.
We need
yes,
you, oh God. We need you, oh God, Lord, in these trying times. Oh, God. Oh, God, the women at the city that stood upon the hill.
Yes.
Help us to For you are Lord. You are strength and you are hope, God. So, God, we can't do one thing without you. We don't want to move without you, God. So, God, help us to have our tune to you, God, so we can hear clearly what you're ordering us to do. And move in our own strength and do what we want to do. So let us seek the kingdom of God for direction, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to forgive each other.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Help us to love when we are hurting. Help us, oh God, when we are using. Help us to love and help us to forgive. Help us, oh God, and help us, oh God. Strengthen us even the more. Oh God, prepare us for battle. Prepare us, oh God, for what's before us, oh God. Prepare us even in our natural warfare, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you see what we can do. You already know what we do. So, God, I pray that you help us to be prepared, God. Show us what we need to do. Show us what we need to let go. Show us what we need to hold close to. Show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, deal with us in dreams and visions, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom, give us knowledge, oh God. Oh, when to move and when to stand still. Oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
Oh God, in all that we do, to always remember that we can't do anything without you. We love you tonight, God.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
For those that are not feeling nobody,
Lord,
those that are going through the reason, oh God. Their hearts are so heavy. Their hearts are heavy. When you lighten the load and when you comfort them,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Help us, oh God. Help us to walk back. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Oh.
Thank you. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
The head of our life, oh God. We want you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of God, we bless you tonight. We thank you for prayer.
Yeah.
Just go after God. Oh, God, that we in agreement, oh God. God.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
You have come that we in heaven more abundantly. And God, as we begin to grow spiritually, oh God, help us to stay up, God. Help us to stay up, God, as you begin to open doors and make way. Help us to stay up, oh God.
Yes,
help us to give you the glory.
Yes,
help us to
Always
whatever we go through. Whatever we in the good times, in the lonely times, it's Jesus. In the midnight hour,
it's Jesus. That's shut up,
it's Jesus. And when I don't do, it's still Jesus. We're all in well.
Hallelujah.
Bless your wonderful name, God. Bless your wonderful name.
Your name, Lord.
Stir us up, God.
Your name, oh God.
Yeah.
Whenever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. Peace. Be still. Whenever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. Whenever the Lord says peace,
yes,
there will be peace. Peace, oh, peace. Oh God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Oh God, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, we magnify you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, we thank you for your peace, oh God. I thank you, Lord, your peace passes even our understanding. And God, I pray for the peace of your people.
Hallelujah.
I pray for the peace of the families. I pray you be in the midst of us, oh God. I pray that you settle down in us, oh God. Let there be peace. Hallelujah. Peace, oh God, oh peace. Peace, oh peace. Whenever the Lord says peace, oh, there will be peace. Be still. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, when the storms of life are raging, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you speak peace. We speak peace in the homes, oh, God. We speak peace in our nation, oh, God. We speak peace in the world, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, you left us peace. Hallelujah. Not as the world gives, oh, God, but you've given us sweet peace. And I thank you, Lord. I pray for each person that's in on this prayer. I pray that you would give them peace, dear God. I pray they will hold on to you. I pray, dear God, that they would have peace to grab hold on the horns of the altar and know that you'll be with them, oh God. There will be peace in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for each household here. I pray for the households of every person in America. I thank you for the prayers that we've heard tonight. I thank you for the prayers for our children. I thank you for the prayers that we've heard, dear God, to keep peace in our nation. Dear God, and we believe you for it. And I thank you for your blessings. Oh, God, there will be peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Hey, thank you, Lord, for your peace. Bless us, oh, God. Help us to grab hold of your peace, dear God. And, dear God, if we don't know how, dear God, we're asking you, dear God, because we need you. And, dear God, we need you in every area of our life. And dear God, if we don't have peace, dear God, help us to understand and to ask you for peace, and you will bless us. In the name of Jesus, dear God, for we need you. We can't get peace on our own, but we need your help. You are our all-seeing, all-knowing, and you will supply that need. Lord, we need your peace, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, as you spoke to the winds and you calmed the sea. Calm it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your peace, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, I thank you for your peace.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was asking if you all on Zoom could hear them on the phone. That's what I was asking. Oh, you couldn't. Okay, we got to fix that. Okay. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, that was the thing. Okay, so I'll have to fix that. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. Go ahead and
praise the Lord.
Yeah, go ahead and pray, hon.
Okay. Yeah. How are you, ma'am?
We're good. Hold on just a minute, sir.
Yeah, we are doing fine.
Go ahead, hon.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to gather in your name, oh God. You said that when two or three are gathered in your name, Lord Jesus, you shall be in the midst, Father. And we thank you on this Sabbath day, oh God. We do not take this time, but we take this time, oh God, to focus on you, oh God, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Father, we just glorify your excellent name, oh God. And in this time of coming together and being your people, oh God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're your people, oh God, the sheep of your pasture, oh God. We love you and we adore you with all of our hearts, oh God. And tonight, Lord, we want to lift up those who have heavy hearts, oh God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, all around the world, oh God. We're praying as a church family, as a kingdom family, oh God, for those in the name of Jesus. And today we speak hope into their lives. Hallelujah. That they will constantly look to you, oh God. You told us to look to the hills, which cometh our help. Hallelujah. For our help comes from you, O God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, O God. Hallelujah, that Jesus made a way, O God, that we could come straight
thank
before
you.
The throne, O God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just bring those people before you on tonight, O God, who are not able to lift up any prayers on their own, O God. But we intercede for them on tonight, O God, to let them know that there is hope. Hallelujah. Your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your love. Hallelujah. We pray that your love will be a blanket, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask them to crown of their heads with those of their feet, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. God, I just pray for everyone tonight. Hallelujah, and those who may hear it at a different time, we say, God, bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask that. Hallelujah. May our bellies, hallelujah, flow with that living water that we speak of, oh, God. Hallelujah. You said, for out of our belly shall flow living waters, oh God. Living waters. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Strength. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Gail, do you want to pray?
I can.
Okay.
Is there a prayer assignment?
Well, we had given out some, but we can still, you can pray for, end of my list here. If you could pray for for brotherly love.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just come to your throne of grace, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We give you all praise and glory, Lord God. We extol you, for you are wonderful, Lord God. You are excellent, Lord God. We thank you, and we just give you all praise. We
glory.
Thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have saved us and kept us, oh God. We just give you all praise and glory. Father God, you said that there is no good thing that dwells in our flesh, so we ask you to have mercy on us, Lord God. We ask you to be a forgiving God. Father God, there is fault in us, Lord God, but you have covered us in the blood of Jesus. You have saved us. And Father God, we just ask you in Jesus' name, if you would just help us, Lord God, and that we would have brotherly and sisterly love, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, and it will pour from you, Lord God, and that it will be full from you, Lord God. And Father God, that it will not be tainted, Lord God, but that we will love our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, even as we love ourselves, even as you love us, Lord God. We pray and ask you to help us, Lord God, to have a bond like never before, Lord God, that we are one body in brotherly love, Lord God, and that we spread your love one to another, Lord God, and that that love shall be, Lord God. And Father God, we just pray, Lord God, that you will first open in our hearts, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will remove everything in us that's not like you, Lord God, but fill us, Lord God, with your glory, Lord God, with your peace, your care, and with your love. Ask you, Lord God, that you would just help us to be more unified in our love one for another, Lord God, that we build up one another, Lord God, and that we not tear down one another. I pray, Lord God, that you will build us up, Lord God, hallelujah, as a body, oh God, hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah, that every man and member shall do its purpose according to your will, Lord God, and that, Lord God, we will give way to our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God, hallelujah, and that we will help, Lord God, and that we will fit, Lord God, in where we're needed, Lord God, to help our brothers and our sisters, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, as you help us, Lord God, help us to reflect, oh God, hallelujah, where we have lacked in love. Help us to reflect, Lord God. Help us to make changes and choices, Lord God. That will oh God, lovers of your people.
Yes,
we thank you and we give you praise, God. We magnify you and we thank you, Lord God, that your light is shining bright in our hearts, Lord God, and that our love for God goes to a deeper level and to a newer level, Lord God, and that we will meditate on your word, love, Lord God, what it means to you, Lord God, what it means to us, oh God, but what it means to you. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I give you praise. Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Can I get you off? Okay, there you go. Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
We're doing wonderful. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Lord. Fine.
We thank you. You
pastor,
want to put,
pastor.
You have a pastor.
Hello.
Pastor.
Hello.
How are you? God bless you all. And then who is our other friend? Do you know him?
My wife name Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. We thank you for y'all joining us tonight in prayer. And we have somebody else on the line. I don't know. Let me see.
Not English. Telugu.
Only Telugu. Not English, madam.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think he got off. He must have disconnected. Thank you all so much for joining us. Is there anything we can pray for you all for before we get off the line?
Yes, my son Santosh. Translation. My son, elder Santosh Jaining.
Your son.
Translation.
Your son is what?
Yes, my son.
Okay, pray for your son. Okay. Anything else? Well, we'll pray. pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless Timothy and Elizabeth's son. We ask you, Lord Jesus, you to do the extraordinary on their behalf, Father. We thank you for them joining us all the way from India. And God, we're so thankful,
yes.
Lord Jesus. In our prayer group. So Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you. And Lord, you know the prayers that are up that this pastor has up. Lord Jesus, the prayers, oh God, that his nation would turn from idol gods and begin to worship the true and the living God. So Lord, we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you, Lord, to touch that nation with healing, oh God. They need your healing virtue to flow through them, oh God. Healing them from COVID-19 and all manner of disease. God, you said you would do it. Lord, you said you would restore health. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for the health being restored right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the prosperity of this family, Lord. You said whatsoever we do shall prosper, oh God. So we thank you for their prosperity, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for health in their family, for healing in their family. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, to bless him, Lord, to continue to declare and decree the word of God unto the people in India, Father. Bless him, Lord, and bless the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for their strength, oh, God. Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you, Father. Lord, but we ask you to let your finger of love touch this family, oh, God. And we thank you so much, Lord, all of their family members. You know the children. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. You know their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless those all around about them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be peace in the land, Father. Oh, God, we glorify you. And we eke devoshanari alavatsa. Oh, God, we praise your holy name, and we glad we worship you, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for everybody that is on the line, all of those that are on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm sorry that we couldn't get the connection. I didn't know that they couldn't hear you. So, but, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to fix it for us, Lord, for the next time. And so, God, we're asking, Lord, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, you know what they all stand in need of. And God, I know you are a God of mercy, and I know you are a God of great kindness. So I'm asking you to bless each and every one with their various needs, oh, God. Those that are spoken and those that are unspoken, God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to move in their homes, oh, God, and let there be peace in their homes, oh, God. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength, Father. Lord, whatever it is they need, if it's a financial need, if it's a healing need, a health need, Lord, if it's a home, we rebuke the enemy from trying to discourage anybody, Father. We ask you, Lord, for there be peace on them and their jobs, oh, God. Bless them to have peace among their families, oh, God. Bless them with the financial needs they need, hallelujah. Whatever that is, oh, God, we thank you for it. Hear our cry, oh, Lord. And, Lord, let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you that you are blessing your children. Bless everyone on this line for their sacrifice, oh, God. Lord, and we know that you honor the sacrifices of people. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, and every one of them, God. We thank you, Father, for it. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Davis being on the line, God. We ask you to bless her, Father. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we're going to continue
thank
on
you.
In the name of Jesus. Hold up
thank
the blood. We're going to continue to call on you during this hour, God. Because we believe, Lord, that the angels are ascending, taking up our prayers and descending and bringing down answers, God. Oh, we thank you so much, Lord, for all of your mercy and all the great things that you do for us. You've done and you're doing for us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we glorify you. And I plead Psalms 91 over everybody under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, Lord. Glorify you. That he that dwells in the secret the Most High shall abide under the Almighty. Lord, I pray that would be their portion of in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify and I glorify your name. I love to plead this over my own life. So, Lord, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And we will say the Lord is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Truly he will save us from the foul and snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness will be our shield and our rampart. We will not fear the terror of the arrow arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall on our side and a thousand at our right hand, but it will not come near us. We will only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. We say the Lord is our refuge, and we make the Most High our dwelling place. No harm will overtake us. No disaster will come near our tent. For this angel concerns us to guard us in all our ways. They will lift us up in their hands so that our foot will not, we will not strike our foot against the stone. We will tread on the lion and the cobra. We will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because we love him, says the Lord, he will rescue us. He will protect us, for he will acknowledge his name, Jesus. He will call, we will call on him, and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. Hallelujah. And he, with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. Lord, I thank you for that being our portion. Everybody under the sound of my voice, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
You. We praise
you.
In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Anybody on the line that has a word for anybody, you can release it now. We'll be thankful for that. If God has told you something and you want to share it, we'll be so grateful for that. And anybody?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Raphael.
I try to do this before I do anything. Elder Q, minister to you.
You said
okay. First, as you were praying, the Lord told me three things. First, you have a very strong spirit of discernment. You can see not just at a person, but you can see through a person. And because of that, you are equipped for warfare. You are a true spiritual warfare warrior in the spirit. Every time you lifted your hand tonight, God said, I was endowing you with more power. And I'm taking you to another place. Because the spirits that you contend with are truly not of this world. You transcend and pray to a place where you cannot just, the Bible says we're not ignorant concerning saints' device. But God has given you not just an ear to hear in prayer, but an eye to see. So a lot of the things that you see and a lot of things that you hear, a lot of times, because you are not just a prayer warrior, but you are a seer, you feel lonely and you feel kind of pushed to the side. But God said, I'm endowing you tonight so that I can take you to another place, so I can elevate you to another place, so that when this next assignment comes, you won't have to worry about the other things. You'll just go straight on through me. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
And then there was one more word, and I'll be done. Elder Timberlake, as you were praying, I heard the Lord say, in every area of your life, the prayer that you pray, the sincerity of your gift, the truth that lies in the Bible says that we're supposed to have on the breastplate of righteousness and our loins girt about with truth, and you live for that scripture. You live to be honest. You live to walk worthy. God says, I'm healing because of your faithfulness. I'm delivering you out of the snares and the traps of the enemy and the things that the enemy thought were going to trip you up. I'm giving you victory over.
Oh.
I thought I was done. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Prophetess Pickens, the Spirit of the Lord, while you were praying, I just began to pray with you because you have such a sweet spirit and such a humble spirit. And God is working a new work in you as well. It seems like the word to us on tonight is moving. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a refreshing. He's doing a stirring up of the gifts. And because of your purity, prophetess, God says, I'm taking you up higher. I'm taking you to another place. So continue to pray and continue to seek him. Don't be worried about what people think or what they see, what they think they see. Your gift is pure. Your heart is pure. God is pleased with that. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Gail?
Amen. I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Gail, do you have something you want to say? You got your hand up. I think that's what I said.
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. Thank the Lord. We thank God for, I just thank God for each and every, you know, I'm so thankful. I'm always so humbled with everybody's time. You don't have to give your time, but I thank God for it. And I mean, I'm asking God to do exceedingly abundantly above all you all could even ask or think. I am so thankful for all that. We got something in the chat. Thank you, Lord, for all that that you all have done. Yeah, somebody was praying on the phone. Yeah, and I didn't know if you all couldn't hear them or not. Oh, okay, somebody asked us to pray for the spirit of addiction, and so we can pray about that because that was on my list. Is that so? If anybody wants to pray about the spirit of addiction, if you all want to do that, I would thank you. Go ahead.
Can I pray for that?
Yes, go ahead.
Great God in heaven, we just thank you, bless you, we glorify you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you know, you see, you know our hearts, God. And Lord, I would do a little addiction right now. And Lord, I pray that you would do for this person what you've done for my brother. I pray, Father God, that you would snatch the very taste out of this. I thank you right now, Father God, that this night that they would know that you are the true and living God, and that you are well able to heal, to deliver, and to set free. That you're able to do exceeding abundantly above anything that we could ever ask. And many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is your purpose that prevails. So, Lord, I thank you that even on tonight, Father God, that you would wrestle with that spirit and that you would cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came. Every evil divine spirit that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior, I thank you that it is cast back to the pit of hell. And Satan, you have to loose your hold. You have to take your hands off. I thank you that this person will walk in complete and total deliverance. Some are healed instantly and some are healed as they go. But I thank you that on tonight, God, that there will be a testimony, Father God, that this person would run on and see what the end's going to be. I thank you right now that you would rebuke the spirit of addiction right now. Saying the Lord rebuke you have no authority. So we decree and declare today that that demon is cast back to the pit of hell. And then, Lord, I thank you that you would give this person the mind of Christ. I thank you that you would let this mind be in them that's also in Christ Jesus. And then shroud them with your overwhelming love and kindness. Lord, I thank you. I rebuke the spirit of guilt. I rebuke the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt and unbelief, God. We will rebuke, Father God, even that spirit that would try to taunt them, that taunting demon that would try to lure them back. I thank you today would be a transformational day for them, God. Never the same. Set free and delivered. I thank you, Father God, that you would surround them, the people, and the support that they need. I thank you. I rebuke any spirits or lies that were coming to their ear telling them that they need that. I thank you that they would seek you first in your kingdom and all its righteousness, so these and all other things can be added unto them. And, Lord, most of all, I thank you that they would know that you would love them. Let them see you and know that you're real. Let them know that you love them in spite of. I come against judgmental spirits and people that would try to condemn but not and outcast them. But I thank you, Father God, that you will hunger for our hang-ups. I rebuke the misfit spirit. I thank you that they divinely fit into the kingdom of God. And so I thank you right now. I thank you that you will save them, that you will fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. I thank you, Father God, that they would have a supernatural encounter with you on today, God. I thank you that this would be life-changing and transformational. And God, as we come together, you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, agreed to touching anything that you would be in the midst. The sexual fervent prayers of the righteous that they avail as much. Avail over them, God. Avail over them, God. Avail over them with our prayers, God. And I just plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Yes. And I thank you, God.
Yes.
I thank you. Your testimony, because we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes, God.
Spirit.
Oh.
Loose the hole. I send the Holy Ghost to set them free for whom the Son is set free. Liberty.
in the freedom of Christ who has set them free, because he already hung up for everything that they're struggling. I already hung up for everything that they're going through. And I thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding that will guard their heart and mind. A sweet spirit rest over them on tonight. And let them rest, for he that keepeth Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. Let them rest in you, knowing that all things are working together for the good and the love of you, who are the cause. And I thank you for blessing them, God, with the church home that would surround them, blessing them with saints that would surround them and undergird them, and give them the support system that they need to run on and see what the end is going to be. In Christ Jesus' name, we decree and declare your authority in their life. Never the same. Never the same. Never the same. Cast that evil divine spirit back to the pit of hell. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Later, we are so thankful and so we're so glad. But I tell you one blessed thing, We go. Is anybody else got anything they want to say before I get off this line, before I close it out?
Thank you.
Carol and I want to say thank you all for letting us just bathe in prayer. We thank y'all. God bless.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank y'all so much for joining us. And I'm so grateful. I'm always so honored when people and humbled when people join us for prayer. The Lord told me to start doing the night watch and to pray over, especially over the criminal activity. That was one of the things he told me to make sure I pray over. But we have other things. We have so much to pray for. And so we include other things and stuff like that. But if you ever have any prayer requests that you want us to do, just please let us on the line. Of course, we're praying for the, like we said, we're going to pray that the student loan debt be canceled for those, because we need people, we need our economy to recover, and people need some of these things to be canceled. This is the year of release. This is what I do know. This is the year of release. I believe the Lord is going to be releasing debts and things like that of people, you know, but we got to be good stewards as well. We need to be faithful tithers, cheerful givers, and, you know, he always says he will give seed to the sower. So we have to remember those things as we bless others. But anyway, and then, of course, our homeless who have been out here in the cold, in some places, then the temperatures have dropped way below freezing. We ask God to continue to shelter them and give them what they need and the food they need, as Elder Montgomery asked us about that earlier on in the thing. So we're just so thankful, and we're praying for everybody, that everybody will have a blessed night. We rebuke the attack, any attack of the enemy from trying to attack your sleep, but we pray for sweet rest. We thank you that you will have a good rest and that all will be, you will be blessed. You will have some things that God is protecting, and he's got his angels encamped around about you. That's what I do know. And so we're so thankful for everybody, and so I'm so thankful. And we'll be back here next week, where? On the Night Watch. So thank y'all for joining me.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. We'll be glorified.
Thank you.
All right.
Invite somebody back.
And invite somebody back. El Tiffany said invite somebody back next week. And so, because we want to have, you know what, we can have as many intercessors as we want to. I don't mind doing it. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm so thankful. Raphael, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I was so excited when I saw you pop on there. I mean, I got excited about it. So anyway, because he's my brother. He lives in Indianapolis, and so I haven't got to meet him. This is my first time really us seeing each other physically, and so I'm so glad. But he's Sister Becky has us on the phone sometimes. We on there at 5 a.m. praying, and so 5 a.m. my time, 6 a.m. their time, and we're on there praying. And so God is so amazing. I'm just excited. Well, I get so excited. Y'all get excited. Y'all be so excited. I'll be excited all the time. I don't mind. Calm down and go to sleep. That's what I got to do, but I'm so excited. I'll be up all night just talking about things. But we got a couple of things coming up, make these announcements, then we go. Next week, on the 12th, on that Saturday, the 12th, we're going to have the women of, what did I call it? The women of, Lord, I got to get my little flyer. Anyway, we're going to have Apostle Davis is going to be on the line. Pastor Becky's going to be on the line. Pastor Karen Moore Hopkins is going to be on the line. Pastor Lisa Carter Cork is going to be on the line. It's going to be at 5 o'clock on the 12th, and it's called Women. Wait a minute. Y'all know I got to get my thing. I got this thing going on, but anyway. You're going to be having a whole bunch going on, thank you. I'll be doing too much of that. But anyway, we're going to have, it's called Women of Strength and Dignity. And these are all pastors, and they're going to be, they work in the fivefold ministry. They're gifted in those areas. They're going to be talking about hearing the call, accepting the call, walking through the green pastures and the valleys of their assignment. And then they're also going to be talking about the prejudice things that they have had to encounter as being women in ministry, and also about how to balance it all, how to balance the ministry, how to balance their home life, how to balance their work life. They're going to be talking about several things, and so you don't want to miss it. We'll be back here on Zoom on next Friday at 5 o'clock. If you want to be a part of it, let me know. I'll send you the link, and you can be in there, but there will be the panelists that will be ministering. And if you have any questions, if you think this week, just about what I just said, and you have any questions, we are honoring Black History Month, and so we are interviewing these are all African-American pastors, women pastors, and so we're doing that. Then on the 19th, we're going to be interviewing African-American authors. and all of them have a testimony. One of the man on the, his book is, anyway, he's talking about from going from slavery to now he is writing, the governor's speeches. Those, he does those kind of things and some other things. He's a wonderful, he's got a wonderful story, wonderful testimony. We have one young lady that's going to be talking about dealing with molestation and that happened in her life, and the other one has a lot. She has her own bookstore, children. She does children, has children's books written by children in her bookstore. So she does some amazing things. And then on the last week, we're going to have all African-American male entrepreneurs. You don't want to miss that. That's at the end of February. It's going to be a blessing. So these young men are young men. And some of them I have been able to see their growth because we're on Clubhouse together and we're in a room. We do a daily devotional. And I'm telling you, I've seen their growth, their spiritual growth. So it's exciting to see that. So we're going to have these young men on there. One has been incarcerated, and then he had a whole plan of how he ended up coming out of prison. And he, because he was in prison for some time, but the Lord blessed him while he was there. He has started his own business. He's a homeowner. All these things are going to be going on over the month of February. So please join us. And then in March, we got some amazing things going to be happening. And then I think tomorrow night, I'm going to be on the Prosperous Souls broadcast talking about my Heart Matters. I'm going to be doing that. And because my other day is Sunday, but I've obligated myself on some Sundays for a while. And so then I'll get back to my Sundays in a while. But anyway, I'm going to go on Saturday night. So all these things are going on. This is what I'm doing. This is what we're doing. And I thank y'all because I'm not doing this by myself. The prayer is not by myself. I could never do it by myself. I'm so thankful for all of you all. I mean I am. And everything I do, I can't do it by myself. But I thank God for people being nice to me and accepting my invitations. I'm so excited about it. And I know God's going to bless me. I've got a prayer before the Lord about that to be able to bless me a blessing. So I believe God's going to honor that. And so anyway, God bless each and every one of you, and we'll be back here next Friday. I'm glad I know because I can run on and talk. Anybody else got any announcements before we get off the line? If not, we're going to go. Thank you, Pastor Timothy, for joining us, and we'll see you back hopefully next week, and let us know anything, you know, just so we can be a blessing, we can be a blessing. So anyway, God bless you, each and every one, and we'll be back here next week on the Night Watch. God bless you.
Good night. God bless. God bless everybody.
Another tribal area and small city for ministry, pray for you, madam.
Okay, we will be praying. We sure will. We'll continue to pray. God bless you all.
Good night.
For you, it's morning, yeah. It's night for us and morning for you. God bless you.
Yes, madam. Yes, morning, madam. You are in a country. Good night.
Good night and good morning. God bless you all. Thank you so much, is it Natasha? Natasha, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Join us back. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Davis. Thank you so much for joining me.
Recording stopped.